Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Gia and I are moving slow today. First of all, there are a few things going on.
Yeah.
One, our bodies are dead.
Yeah.
We went through
the ringer
yesterday. And so we are recording this on a Tuesday. You'll hear it on a Tuesday because we filmed for what, 12 fucking hours?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was crazy what we did. We were filming our guy Clemmer's rat race. It'll come out in like a month or so.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for that. We, you know, Gia did the first episode of it with her sister, and it looked like a blast. This time around, it was like times 10.
It was way bigger, way more stuff. It was just a lot.
A lot of traveling around, a lot of time.
It was exhausting.
A lot of running. Oh my fucking God. So you'll see. Watch the first episode of Clemmer's Rat Race if you want to get a feel of it. But we are both in the second episode that will come out. I don't know when. Probably in a month.
Probably in a month.
But so we're tired girls today.
Little
sleepy lambs.
That's
what I am.
Yeah.
I've never been so tired. I think like I don't run. You know, I don't physically exert myself in any way possible, like shape or form, like nothing. And
seeing you run for the first time, I feel like it's kind of like a rite of passage. Like seeing your coworker run.
What did you think of my running?
I was like, she's freaking killing it. Like,
hell yeah.
She was wearing like a full maroon, like.
Oh yeah, I had a whole outfit on.
She looked so slay. I was like, let's go, athlete Kelly. Like, what the fuck?
I can always dress the part. Okay.
Yeah.
You always dress the part for the job that you're, you know, masquerading.
Right.
As.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, all that running, it's jostled my body in a way that it makes me like unable to ignore things that are wrong with my body.
I'm having severe back pain.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't even know if we were doing Taylor Watch yet when I got that like full body scan.
I don't think so. Remember? I saw your tweet about it and I was like, when the fuck did you do this?
I wanted to do like a whole, okay, so, and don't cancel me for this, because like, listen, I never go to the doctor, I really don't take care of myself in that way, and it's bad, and I blame it a lot on the fact that growing up, my mom worked in the ER, and so whenever we had something wrong, my mom would just be like, oh, it's this, oh, it's that, you're fine, so I just kind of like brush everything off, I never like took it very seriously, which is kind of backwards thinking about it, but like, I don't know. So now, as an adult, like, it is pulling teeth to get me to go to the doctor. Keep up any appointments whatsoever. The only appointments I keep up are like my Botox. Like, it's just, you know, and the dentist. I care very much about the dentist, but that's besides that. I really am bad at it. And so I was like, all right, I haven't been to the doctor in like 10 years, like something crazy.
I haven't been to the doctor in so long.
It was like sick. And I still really haven't been.
Yeah.
But lately I've been. Oh, and I'm supposed to go today, actually, back to the dermatologist. Anyway. God, it never ends. So this is why I hate the doctor, because you go and they're like, we'll come back in a week and like whatever. I'm like, okay, I want to come here once and tell me what's up and I'll see you in a year or like five, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got this scan, the Pronuvo full body scan, which is a like MRI something.
Right.
I don't know. The celebrities were all advertising it, right? And they all got canceled for like advertising it because it was like fear mongering. They were like, listen, you know,
you shouldn't be
scaring people into thinking they need to do this scan. Otherwise, they like could have undetected cancer and things like that.
Okay.
So I was like, I understood why people were coming after like Kim Kardashian for it.
Right.
Meanwhile, I had just done it like a week before. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to write about this.
Right.
So interesting. Like whatever. And I ended up not doing anything about it or even talking about it because people were so upset. And now I'm like, why was anybody pissed? Like I got an MRI. I paid out the ass for it.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of information from it. And it was helpful to me. What's hard about that? Like it was so expensive. I would not tell anybody to like, hey, definitely do this unless you have like money around. Like I happened to have money for this at that time. And so I went and I did it.
Yeah.
And one of the things it told me is that I have a hernia like right in my like right here.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, interesting. And I've never felt it. It doesn't hurt. Nothing. Like whatever. It's fatty hernia. So it's not like organ. Hernia is like when an organ goes through another organ.
Oh.
Like it like puts a hole in it.
Okay.
And it's a whole thing and it can be really painful. But also fat cells can like slip between and like whatever. So I have like a fatty, you know, hernia.
You have a fat hernia.
That's fat ass hernia going on right now that I've just ignored for like 8 months. Right.
Yeah.
And they told me I had it. It's small, whatever. I didn't think anything of it yesterday running.
The hernia was
holy
was
fuck.
Fat, fattening up.
I think I need to go. Last night I was seriously was like, do I need to go to the ER? Like, this is so painful.
It hurt really bad.
So much. I took some Advil or Aleve, whatever. It feels like first it's kind of a sharp pain.
Ooh.
But then it feels like pulling. Like, if you keep going, your like muscles are going to snap or like something's going to happen. I don't know. But it was fucking hurting. And it's still hurting right now, honestly. Like, not as bad as yesterday, thank God.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the clear and I don't have to go to the hospital. But the it's like, I can't believe how painful it was.
Yeah.
And so, but it was only hurting really when I was like running.
Yeah.
And then fast walking. And by the end of the day, obviously I could barely walk. I was like limping. It was so
I was getting like really bad blisters and I was wearing Hokas. So I was like really confused. Yeah.
That's so strange.
I think maybe I was wearing bad socks. I don't know, but my feet were killing me.
Much.
Yeah. It's a lot of running. That's like the one part about it. It's a lot of running.
I'm so dead.
And we were like, not to give too much away, but we were in like Fidei and like it's super hilly over there, Loki.
Oh my God, it's so hilly. Like, no, this whole city is hilly as fuck. Like, people forget, like, they think it's not flat. It's not.
Yeah.
The whole island is like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, and then the tip, you know, Fidei is like this the whole time.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. It was just a lot of movement.
And I felt bad for like the producers too. Like,
oh my God.
We kept saying,
we're sorry. And also, too.
Yeah.
They had to like anticipate our moves because we're just moving and they're running around after us. It was nuts. It was a really cool
day. It was super fun though.
And super fun. But like, yeah, so now I gotta, you know, the first time I ran in I don't even know how long, years.
Yeah.
And now I have to address a medical issue. So I guess thank you to Clemmer.
Thank you, Rat Race. Uh-huh. That literally led to me having a mental breakdown.
Right.
So thank you so much.
Well, I think it was the cherry on top of a difficult
weekend.
Week.
Yeah.
Well, Gia and I are actually, we're actually in witness protection right now because... I almost brought us big glasses to wear today. Like, we're in witness protection. We can't show our faces because...
Please, don't come for me.
This is Kelly and Gia.
It's not really our voices. Yeah, we dub our voices over. So, I was a victim.
We're in witness protection right now. We had some drama go down at the end of the week last week. Right after, like, I swear to God, 3 hours after we were like, y'all, check out the Clemmer stream.
We were all saying in the office, we have, like, kumbaya. Like, this is so fun. Like, we all, like, Clemmer stream is like bring us together, and then I just like totally ruined everything for everyone, and it just blew up in our faces.
It was such an accident. Like, we don't even have to get into it.
Yeah,
it just was like such a long thing. Accidents happen.
Yeah,
you know what
and
I mean?
Then fast
accidents
forward
happen.
To today, and now we're just like, you know what?
And now it's
just
we're
another,
witness protection.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody can keep us down. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We keep fighting.
We keep fighting.
We keep fighting, barely help us.
No one can
like
keep
literally
us
like
down.
Yeah.
And you can try, but you won't.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. But anyway, yeah. So we're in witness protection from the rest of the Barstool office right now. And so we're thankful to be here on Taylor Watch. Today.
Yeah, we're thankful. Yeah. Thankful for Taylor Watch.
Thankful for Taylor Watch. Yeah. Thankful for
Taylor Swift. Yeah, thank you.
Without you, we would not be.
This is me trying. Has been on repeat for the past couple of days.
It's so bad.
So yeah, I just need.
I got wasted like all my potential. Yeah.
I just wanted you to know. Like, this is me trying.
Yeah.
At least I'm trying.
I've been so depressed that I like haven't even touched a sip of alcohol. Like, did you ever get like to the point where you're like, it's not even worth it, man?
I had a beer yesterday. I was like, I have to have at least one beer.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Oh no, I did sip. I sipped a beer yesterday because we were doing cutting stems. Oh, that was another thing. Yesterday, my day didn't end after we were
doing, that's crazy.
I did cutting stems and then the dozen after that. I couldn't believe it's the longest day of my life.
I have the dozen today. I'm like, if we lose, I'm literally just gonna I'm just gonna jump off a building and then I blame it on Jeff D'Lo.
No, 100%. Yeah. It always comes back to blaming it on Jeff D'Lo. He's an easy scapegoat, and he'll take it, and he'll be like, okay,
yeah,
and then
that's
it,
true.
And move forward. So you can blame it all on him.
Yeah,
he's a good sport. We are going to take a quick break for our friends at Babbel. Gia, speaking of Paris, we need to brush up on our Parisian.
Yes, our French
phrases.
Yeah,
our French, everything about it. I've been looking into it. I've been trying it. I've not been as consistent as I like to be. I need to be able to have a conversation with a waiter, I think is what at least I want to be able to do. I don't want to look like a stupid American. So thank God we have Babbel sponsoring the pod. It's the best way to learn a language. Immersion living is where the language is spoken, using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel.
Yep.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Do not pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. Don't even think about it, Gia.
Don't even think
about it. Or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Facts.
Yeah.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. They're designed by real people for real conversations. And again, like I have always been wanting to learn another language. For some reason, it doesn't come as easily to me as I like would like it to.
Yeah.
Like, some people,
well, it's like as you get older, it gets harder to learn. Yeah. So like stuff like this makes it so much easier.
Makes it a lot easier.
Because you're so busy.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially when you're just trying to immerse yourself in the culture. Like it's not like I'm trying to learn the language for any like, you know, one specific reason. I'd like to go to France and I'd like to be, you know, I'd like to speak French.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Sue me. I want to speak French. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. They have over 10 million subscriptions sold. That's so many people. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here is a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription. Ooh, 55% is a lot. And that's a great deal by us. Like every time we have Babbel on the pod, like it's always a 55% discount, and it's like you gotta get on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Babbel.com/Keegs. That's Babbel.com/Keegs, and the rules and restrictions may apply.
Yay.
But don't worry. Babbel.com/Keegs for 55% off for yourself.
Slay.
But yeah, I think that the only beacon of hope/light that came from this weekend, the past few days since we last saw you guys on Thursday, was in fact the Oscars.
Yeah.
The Oscars was great.
The Oscars were amazing.
I really enjoyed watching them.
I enjoyed it. How'd you feel about Jimmy Kimmel?
I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
I thought, like, he was the same as always. Like he,
I know.
He really
I feel
doesn't...
like people were like, he sucked. I was like, I don't know. I didn't think he was that bad.
He doesn't really move the needle for me in a way that I like get upset or anything, you know, otherwise. He always makes a point to make something political. He can't help himself.
I know.
But that's whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
They all do that.
Yeah.
I think his monologue all,
like,
was okay.
Fake politically.
Yeah, everyone's so fake.
Yeah,
everyone's
I know.
So fucking fake. Well, the minute you realize everybody's so fake, like that's all. That's
yeah.
You're good, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, I thought his monologue was fine. No distasteful jokes. Well, except for people had a problem with
Robert Downey Jr.
And also something he said about Emma Stone about
nudity
and poor things.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes, guys just don't know what to do with, like, nudity. They just don't know how to comment on it without it being boobs.
Yeah. There were boobs!
Right. I think the joke was something along the lines of, like, I don't know how much they can play that movie on TV
or something like that
because, you know, it's there's a lot of nudity in it.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of an eye roll. And then also, he went off about Robert Downey Jr., you know, who was a drug addict 15 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was really pressing into it.
He just kept going. And Robert Downey Jr. is very open about all that and always talks about it, always jokes about it, whatever. But that's him. That's him talking and joking about his own thing. You don't need Jimmy Kimmel up on, like, the Oscar stage. Basically moments before he wins his first Oscar reminding him of like
reaming
just kind of I don't know. I feel bad for the people that go through terrible things and then turn their life around, and then people constantly want to bring up the terrible things they went through.
That's a good
it's
point.
Like fuck
wait
know?
Did you know that Robert Downey Jr. and Sarah Jessica Parker dated for 8 years?
Oh my god, no. 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, when they were, like, really young. Like, I think while he was, like, going through his issues.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
SJP and RDJ. Kind of crazy. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
SJP?
You should
look
look
up the photos.
Yeah,
ooh,
they're very cute.
Great.
They're
so
90s, 80s. Like,
totally.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah.
I love Robert Downey Jr.
So,
so
do I.
Much. I think
love
he
him.
Is so handsome.
So handsome,
so, sweet,
so charismatic.
Extremely.
Silly.
He's finally, like, come into his own in a way that he's just, I mean, he's always been confident, whatever, but, you know, he did all the Marvel stuff, and I think that his role in Oppenheimer was fantastic.
Yeah, and really he, like, good. Even acknowledged that. He was like, I forget if it was, he said this to Chris Nolan or Chris, they had some sort of conversation, but he was kind of just like, we both knew, like, this role for me was unbelievably important, because it's, like, his first huge role, like,
totally.
After, like, his Marvel stint, so, like, it kind of proves, like, is he, like, not a real actor, but, like,
it is
coming off of
Iron
Man, you know.
It's a what else can he do?
Yeah, exactly.
Of, like
can he get out of that like that cast type, you know, yeah. like when someone gets cast, like Harry Potter, type like Daniel cast. Radcliffe.
Yeah, totally.
Like then for the rest of your life, you're Harry. He was Harry Potter, you know.
Completely. Yeah. Completely. And I think he pulled it out. Him. He got an Oscar. Yeah, good for him. He got an Oscar. Cillian Murphy got an Oscar.
Love him.
Divine Joy Randolph got an Oscar. Love her. And she was so good in The Holdovers. Oh my God. Did you see the
Holdovers.
When they were, I loved the format of them bringing out all of
me too.
Was it only for the women though?
No, they did it for the men too. Yeah.
And with all the past winners coming out and like saying nice things about each of the nominees, because I do think with the Oscars, it's different in the way of like winning the Oscar. Yes, of course, is like the biggest accomplishment you can have, but being nominated for an Oscar is so huge.
Incredible. Yeah,
it's massive. So I feel like that moment really recognized like each person, especially just for being nominated at the very least.
Totally,
like, it just was a really sweet way to do that. So good on the Oscars for that. And then of course. Had the world buzzing, had the room buzzing, the Swifties buzzing. Mm. Emma Stone, won her Oscar. She was so shocked to win.
Yeah,
I could honestly cry.
She was so cute. I was crying too.
She was so sweet.
So sweet.
Accepting the award, and then at the end, thanked her daughter and said, "I love you bigger than the whole sky."
I know, that was so cute.
And I just immediate tears, immediate sobs.
And her when they cut to her husband watching her, it was so so sweet. I love Emma Stone so much.
I love her too.
But it's funny because I was watching with a few of my friends, and I was recording her speech, and I didn't even think that she was gonna obviously say anything about Taylor Swift, do a Taylor Swift reference, and I was like. Oh my God, that's what she just said. It. Yeah, yeah.
Immediately, I gasped.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe she said it. And I also, so here's the question though. People are mixed feelings online. They can't decide. Do they think that people are like, everybody says that doesn't mean that she's shouting out Taylor Swift. Doesn't mean that that's a reference, whatever. And I was like, no.
They're best
they're
friends.
They're best friends. Yeah. Like, they're literally
they're
best
really
friends.
They're really close, yeah.
And and that song specifically is about a mother being upset or being sad around children or really that exactly. It's like people think that the song Bigger Than the Whole Sky has to do with someone who's having trouble having a baby and all that.
Okay.
And so I think that relating it to a mother, daughter, mother, son, mother, child, whatever relationship is not that crazy.
No, not at all.
So for her to say that, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
With the moment. And so,
and it's
again,
it's they're
her best
close
friend.
Friends. So it makes close sense. Friends. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why people, I mean, I can see why people would be it could be anything, but put two and two together.
It could be anything. If it were anyone else, it could be anything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Emma Stone, they're best friends.
Exactly.
It's just,
it would be Selena
chill.
Gomez, going up and being right. Look what you made me do.
100%. Best believe I'll still be jeweled.
We'd all be she said the thing. She said the thing.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. So, but regardless, Emma Stone,
just fabulous.
Gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
I'm
so
just
funny.
Ken performance. Oh,
such a slay. Ryan Gosling, I love him so much.
I can't
much.
Get enough.
Any little La La Land moments I get, I love it. It's always around award season too with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. So when they were singing together, I was La La Land.
it was adorable.
Yeah, they're so cute. And Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, they're going crazy. I just love that.
The intro of that, it doesn't matter. What I
then
do, I'm always
like,
number two.
Do you like Simu Liu? The internet hates Simu Liu.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know why they hate him.
I think
because
he always involves himself in stuff that he's not involved
but
in.
But does he always involve himself, or is he asked to be involved? I can't imagine he shows up and is like, "Hey guys, put me somewhere." Simu Liu is famous as fuck.
I don't know. I don't
he's
know.
Marvel, right? He was in the
he
Marvel
was in,
movie
Seven Rings. Oh,
Eternals?
No. The big ring, the seven rings, something with the rings, whatever. Sorry.
I don't know. He's in something. He's in something. And then, I like him so much from watching the other two. Do you watch that show?
No.
Gia, you will die for that show.
Oh, Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Okay. Legend of the Ten Rings. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You will die for that show. The other two, it's on HBO. So fucking funny. It's about a sibling duo. It's a family, actually. Molly Shannon is the mom, and then there are a brother and sister who are on the same age, my age.
Yeah.
And then they have a younger brother who is Justin Bieber.
Oh,
and
that's funny.
So they're and he's like so famous. Yeah. And so they all are kind of like riding his coattails. The one brother is like also an actor. Yeah. Whatever. The girl is like a publicist.
Yeah.
But Simu Liu is like gets involved in the latest season.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
It is so hilarious. And I feel like not enough people talk about that show. You will love it. Like, okay, it's right up your alley. You'll really, really like it. The other two, it's called, on HBO. But I think there's only two or three seasons. But I really like him, and I get sad that, like, people don't, or that the internet, like, talk shit about him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm, like, trying to read, like, is there anything that he did?
Yeah, like, what did he do? I can't imagine it's anything. What could he have done?
Yeah, like, he doesn't do anything. He's, like, a really nice guy.
He's really nice. Yeah. Are they projecting his like? But I think
he's
kind of
like a Lin. He's like a Lin-Manuel Miranda type,
where he's just always around.
Like, yeah, he's just like always around. So people
Lin-Manuel Miranda had a time where he like literally never went home. Like, yeah, he was just like, okay, Lin, we get it.
Okay, Lin.
Except, but now we don't see him anymore, and I miss him. Where is he?
Maybe hopefully he's doing Moana 2. I don't know if he's producing or if he's composing Moana. For Moana 2.
Make way.
One of the best compositions of songs for a movie, I think.
So
ever.
True. The village of Montanu
is all we need. The village of coconuts, they come from the trees. Our island is just what we need, and no one leaves. So here I'll stay. I can literally go the whole time.
I love it. I love it so much. I love Moana. I think that
Barry and Sabrina.
Oh, Barry and Sabrina.
They
right?
were at the after party looking good.
Vanity Fair after party yeah. looking fabulous. You know, my friend sent message him was like, do they kind of look alike? And I was like, kinda.
You think so?
I didn't until she said it. And
maybe,
now I'm like, maybe.
Maybe I'll have to look at it.
Maybe
side
they just
by side.
Both are like kind of like they're both
they're
like
both
tiny
little.
And
yeah.
like they have like little faces and like their eyes
little.
Are both like piercingly blue.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Maybe it's all that. It's
yeah.
all that.
But he has more of like a structured face to me and
agreed.
She has more of like an angel face
agreed like a cherub
I totally agree
couldn't
yeah.
agree more
yeah but he was cute.
They were at the Vanity Fair after Oscar after party.
He was like looking over at her and they're like, Barry, like look over here, and he's like, sorry, I was distracted.
Oh,
I know.
I didn't see
Barry.
That clip. So cute.
Yeah, so cute.
I
know
them. So there was also a Madonna
yes.
Oscars after party that apparently, allegedly,
Travis and Kelsey.
Taylor and Travis
were yeah. yeah, I know. I've been seeing a lot about it on Page Six and mm-hmm. everything like that. I guess they both flew together from Singapore.
Must have.
To go. And like this Madonna's after party is like notoriously private is what they were saying.
Yep. No cameras.
No cameras. Yeah, whatever.
Only a professional photographer, which, you know, we got to get those pics.
Yeah.
Professional photographer. Where the fuck are they? I
yeah,
saw
where
some.
Are they?
British Vogue posted a few, but
did
no Taylor
say,
and Travis
did
yet.
Did they say, like, that there were photos taken of them or no?
Yes. British Vogue's here. Yeah, yeah. Let me read their thing.
I wonder if they posed
they said,
together or if they posed separately.
Hold on. They said, I think they're like party photos, you know?
Okay, here it is.
It says, Madonna co-hosted Oscar night's most notoriously private after party with Guy Osrae and a little help from Gucci. Ooh. And British Vogue got an exclusive invite. Hollywood's finest, including Lily Gladstone, Salma Hayek, Jodie Turner-Smith, Taylor Swift, and Travis Kelce were all in attendance. But just like last year, there was a strict no cameras policy at the event.
Right.
Luckily, photographer JR was on hand to capture portraits of the A-list guests.
Okay.
Take an exclusive look at the images, the link in bio. And I looked, and it's like, there are funny photos of them like sitting and packing peanuts and stuff.
Okay.
And you know, like Lenny Kravitz. Like I don't know what, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what's going on here, but I saw all those photos and I have to assume that there are more.
Okay, JR, release the fucking pics.
And I'm just waiting for them. Yeah. There was a girl, oh no, it was actually a joke. I sent you a tweet before we started this. This girl claiming to have been at the Madonna party.
Yeah.
She was like, I was at the party last night.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we couldn't like do, you know, photos or whatever. And Taylor was like, let me sign your phone. And so she held up her notes app and it was like Taylor with like the heart thing. And then she's like, and Travis signed it too. And it was like Travis with like misspelled name.
What?
And he was like, I don't know why he misspelled his name or whatever. She's like, but then the professional photographer came over and took a photo of us. And oh my God, I just got it back. And then she zoomed out and it's, and it's Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, her, and Prince George photoshopped over the Kate Middleton family
photo.
Oh,
that's funny.
It's like,
that's funny. I only watched like the first 30 seconds
hilarious.
Of it, so I was like,
no,
oh,
it was,
she actually
right.
met him. Yeah.
No, I was like, holy shit, holy shit. I was waiting until the end to see the photo, and then, no,
that's
it was
funny.
It was all a joke. So, Never mind.
Yeah.
But
I really, really hope that there's like at least one. I know I sound creepy when I say this, but I just want one like posed professional photo. You
know?
I
would like that too. I would like that too.
I really like want to see them.
I don't think it's too much to ask.
Yeah, yeah. But that's fun though that they got to experience like one night where they can just like have fun and not worry about cameras or whatever.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like the past year, the past month have been insane, and you know she can't escape. You can't. She can't even go to the mall. She can't go to the zoo without
getting
like insanely followed. So it must have been nice for them to just experience one night to have fun. And
absolutely,
it's funny how in that article they said like Hollywood's most esteemed people, whatever, and then they said Travis Kelce.
Oh yeah, and Travis Kelce. Like, yeah, we get it. Clickbait. Like that's just you know, that's what the people want to see. And I clicked. I ran in immediately. Clicked. Tried to go see the photos, and there were no photos of them. So they got me.
Yeah. JR, please.
I wonder if Barry, Sabrina, Taylor, and Travis all travel back together.
Ooh.
Because they were all the same.
Well,
they're all in LA.
Yeah, that's true. But traveled where?
From Singapore back to LA.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Because that was Sabrina's last
show. Yeah,
yeah.
I thought you meant going back to Singapore.
Oh, no,
I was
why
would they go back? But, yeah.
Wait, was Barry there week two? Maybe not.
I don't know how long he was there for.
I'm not sure if he was there
week two. Yeah.
So maybe they didn't. I just like the
idea.
Seemed
like he was on one or two shows.
I like the idea of them all four on a plane.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think that's a cute, a fun
Yeah,
a fun
double
thought.
Date.
Little
double date. On the PJ?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are entering the lull. It's the waiting game right now until the tour starts back up May 9th in Paris.
Wait, one thing that I thought was interesting before we switch topics. Do you know she hasn't posed at a Oscars after party, like Vanity Fair after party, since 2016?
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, it's almost
she
10 years.
She was seen with Joe Alwyn in 2019, mm-hmm. but the last time she was like ever photographed at it.
That was the one where I know
Oscars
obsessed with that
party.
Dress, the black
with
the gold and the
yeah.
bob.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a
the
beautiful
bob.
Dress.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
of my favorite looks of hers of all time.
Yeah.
So pretty.
But yeah, I thought that just was
that's
interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Maybe she's just waiting for when she wins one.
Yeah.
Which she will one day.
She totally will.
She will.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Best director.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine people would literally
people
lose
would like
their
shit a
mind.
Yeah, like
yeah.
they would actually be so pissed.
Yeah.
Like whatever, choke on it. Like I hope she now it makes me want her to win more.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break for Zocdoc. I personally love Zocdoc.
Yeah.
I get so stressed about the doctors. We were literally just saying how like we barely ever go to the doctors. Mm-hmm. But I have been going more. Like I found my gynecologist through Zocdoc. I found my dentist through Zocdoc. Like. It's so easy.
My dermatologist I'm going to later,
yeah,
I also found through ZocDoc.
You can read all the reviews. Like it's really just makes your life so much easier. We all know there's things in life that you have to compromise on when it comes to your health. There's no compromise. So you need to check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. ZocDoc is a free app. That's the craziest part about it, too.
I know.
Is that it's completely free.
Mm-hmm.
And a website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients, which is so important because obviously, like, you don't want to go to someone where you don't know how they compare to other doctors or
totally, what
if
a
you
hassle.
Have a bad experience
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
someone makes you feel uncomfortable, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to read the patient reviews makes it so much easier to pick somebody, especially like me when I was moving to the city. I don't know any doctors. I don't know anything. So like being able
spot
to
on.
Yeah.
It is so good for
finding
for
a new,
moving
yes.
new city, finding new doctors or
yes.
just doctors in your area. To be honest, like I would use ZocDoc all the time when I lived in different neighborhoods. I'd be like, all right,
yeah.
I need to find a dentist closer
yeah.
to me now that I've moved to a new place, or I need to find, you know, a doctor closer to me, something, you know.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. It makes it a lot easier than any other system, to be honest.
Totally. Yeah. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, which is, again.
So easy.
I can't even, yeah. Like, yeah. the insurance, I don't understand insurance. So, like, being able to just plug it in and they're like, here's
they have
the,
every
here,
insurance
yeah, they're like,
ever.
Here
like,
are the people that take it. I'm like, slay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They're located near you and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments.
Ooh.
Go to ZocDoc.com/Keegs and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc ZocDoc.com/Keegs. ZocDoc.com/Keegs. Seriously, can't recommend it enough.
Woo! We love Docs. We love Zoc all the time. But yeah. Okay. So we're in our lull era.
Yeah.
We're hanging out in the meantime, waiting for Paris to start back up. Taylor's on a break. Just finished up her last shows in Singapore.
Yeah. She was like, I have an album to release.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was really cute. I can't believe our show is the next show.
No, I can't believe it either.
It's crazy.
Well, technically. Paris is next. Yeah. Because we are night two.
Yeah.
Yes. But I was really confused at first when we got the tickets. I was like, oh my God, Friday night, night one. I didn't realize she was doing a Thursday show.
Oh, okay.
I'm pulling up my surprise song tracker so we can look at all the Singapore surprise songs in total. We're going to go all the way back to night one. I'm going to read them all just in a row.
Yeah.
I Don't Live Forever and Dress, mashup on piano. Mine and Starlight on guitar.
Yeah.
Night two, Clean and Evermore on piano.
Yep.
Long Story Short, Story of Us on guitar. Night three, This Love, Call It What You Want on piano. Foolish One, Tell Me Why on guitar. Night four, 15 and You're on Your Own Kid on the piano.
Brutal.
Death by a Thousand Cuts and Babe on the guitar. That four combo is tough. Night four, Singapore really got a good one.
Yeah.
Night five, this is where things start to take a turn in a way that I am devastated.
Yeah.
Night five was False God and Slut on piano.
Beautiful.
And Sparks Fly and Gold Rush on guitar. Yeah, and False God and Slut is what I was listening to, watching her sing it live before we got embarrassed publicly online.
Oh.
So I was already crying from watching Slut Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
And I was already crying watching the video, and I had just wiped away the tears from it. And then I saw the video of us getting yelled at by Dave on the phone. And it made me cry more.
Yeah.
And so it really hit harder there as well.
Yeah.
Slut also made me feel sad in a way that I didn't expect.
Oh.
So, it hit me hard.
Yeah, I get that, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Sparks Fly and Gold Rush, Singapore Night 5.
Yeah.
On guitar. Mirrorball, Epiphany.
Yeah. And then
Night 6. Piano. I feel like I can't read. Like, I'm reading this, and I knew as soon as I had all these words to read, I was like, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
Night six. Tim McGraw, Cowboy Like Me, guitar. So rest in peace, Gia. Rest in peace to me.
Like, can I ever have something good happen to me? I just don't understand.
No.
Like,
no.
It's just so unfair. The amount of tags and shit that I woke up to that morning, tough. Cowboy Like Me, Tim McGraw, like, fuck you. Like, literally, sorry,
so
Taylor
tough.
Swift, but why did you have to
sorry,
do that to
Taylor
me?
Sorry, Taylor Swift.
Like, why did you have to
no,
physically
I know.
Do that?
That
okay,
sucks,
the only
too.
Thing I will
and for,
say...
And in Singapore, like, what?
I know. The only thing I will say is I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure I saw online that she didn't do, like, the bridge of Cowboy Like Me, like, Nama... hangs from your lips like the gardens of Babylon. Which
oh, yeah, gardens of Babylon.
Yeah. Forever is the sweetest. So she didn't, like, do that whole part. Now I hang from your lips is the lyrics. And so I feel like if I missed that and had Tim McGraw instead, I'd be like,
Oh, true. You
give
been
me
like,
full
yeah,
cowboy
yeah.
like me.
Right.
Like,
and
I love Tim
right.
McGraw.
You love the, and you want the full songs, especially
yes.
for your faves. You
yes.
want the full
That's
songs.
What I'm, yeah.
Right.
Like, I would have been just... Not disappointed, but I would be like, damn, like, I wish I got full Cowboy Like Me. Like, that's, like, one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And Tim McGraw, like, I like that song, but, like, it's not anything.
Tim McGraw hits for nostalgia purposes only.
Yes, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, I would certainly cry at Tim McGraw, not because the song, like, hits home, but just because it reminds me of, like,
and it's kind of the same for Mirrorball, too. Like, I would want full Mirrorball, not Epiphany.
Oh, I want full Mirrorball.
Yeah.
I would need... Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Epiphany is not one of my favorites.
I don't like. Epiphany is a big skip for me.
Yeah, it's not my.
Yeah.
It's fine. And it's fine on its own. But
yeah.
Mixed up with Mirrorball makes me like, no, I want Mirrorball.
Yeah, exactly. Same. So it was completely. Detrimental to my mental health for like a couple hours,
it's
and
sad.
Then obviously you get over it.
I'm sorry.
But hey, you know, there's still. She could do it again,
yeah.
I guess, maybe, but
she
I
could.
Doubt it, but she could. But.
She could, probably not for Paris.
Yeah, but that's
rules
okay.
It out. All the ones that just happened in Singapore, we can probably rule out for Paris,
yeah.
which is tough.
That's okay.
It was all, literally all of our favorites, so
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
We will prevail.
No,
we'll be fine.
But know the lakes and right where you left
know
me,
where
so
you
we're
left
still
me.
We're still safe.
You still got that.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What else? Travis was there second weekend. He did end up showing up. Sneaky, sneaky.
Very cute.
Looking jet lagged at one point.
Looking like the piano.
Looking like the piano.
In his flower shirt.
Dressed like the piano. Yeah. We loved that. That was
he's
so funny.
He's so cute. Like, he's just so nice. Like, the way that he interacts with the fans, and he's trading bracelets, and he's dancing. The way that he dances is so funny.
It's just very, I'm like, just laid
obsessed.
Back and cool.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. Like, them all dancing and Look What You Made Me Do, and, like, him and all of his guy friends are, like, going crazy. It's so cute. And then when she did Karma's the Guy on the Chiefs, like, he's like,
he loves like, it.
But it's also like, what do you do? Because at that point, obviously, he's going to meet her backstage after the show's over. So, like, he's by himself at this point.
Right.
It's like, yeah, like, yeah, she just called me up. But, like, I'm kind of standing here. Like,
yeah,
hello.
Say, that's
like,
right. Yeah. So y'all hear this? Yeah. I'm the guy. It's me. It's me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was 100%. Very, very cute. And
I would feel, I don't know how I would feel. I mean, no, it's like Taylor Swift. Like, I'd be melting into the floor every time she, like, referenced me.
I know.
But I would get weird being, like, called out. I'd be like, who, me?
Yeah,
like,
no, totally.
Quit it.
I would love
it.
Oh, my God. I'd
yeah,
be like,
you would
wait,
love it.
What?
You would love it.
Yeah.
I would be like, quit it. Stop. Yeah. Don't look at me. But, like, in reality, I'm loving it.
Yeah,
like,
I'd be like,
do
you want me to, like, come on stage? Like,
yeah.
Wait, should we also talk about the mall picks, even though?
Oh, we should. We should talk about the mall picks.
I just want to say.
Which I did not know. I thought that this was, like, I don't know why I thought this. I think I was remembering MSG, where it has all the escalators to get out of the concert venue, you know? And so in my head, I was like, oh, that's just in the concert venue, like, after the fact.
Yeah, no,
and they were just, like, walking out, and there were escalators. So I didn't think.
It does look like it, for sure.
Right.
But I guess that mall is, like, some insane mall.
Oh, the
that,
Singapore
like,
mall.
Yeah,
yeah, it's massive. It has
like, a garden in it and shit.
Jewel Chani, or no, that's the airport. That's the airport that Sabrina referenced. No, yeah, it like has like a full rainforest inside.
Yeah,
it's
insane.
Like a massive,
what is the
like
name of
huge
it? Singapore
thing.
Mall.
Yeah,
is it with the one with the with the garden? Singapore Mall.
It's huge.
With waterfall. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jewel. Oh, that's the airport.
Oh, so maybe that.
Wait, I'm confused.
The Jewel Chani is the big. Is like the
yeah.
Maybe
Jewel
you could just go
is
there.
The airport. But I'm pretty sure it was like a mall that they were like, I don't know. I'm confused. They
either
were definitely
way.
Not in the airport.
No.
But they
either,
were in some sort
either
of.
Way, the,
yes, either
the
way,
the photos that were taken
were insane.
Were insane. I don't know how far away people were to take those photos. It was just like them like hugging and like looking up at each other.
Yeah,
and
like
smooch,
looking
you know?
Literally so in love.
Yeah,
it's
looking
insane.
Really in love, being really adorable.
I was confused on if they closed the whole thing down or not because there was like it was
it
fans just been taking the pictures.
True. It might have just been like closed.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like it was nighttime. It was like 11 p.m. So it might have just been like closed for
that
the night.
One picture where like Taylor's looking up at him and she looks so in love. Like it's literally a fan selfie where he's like holding up his phone. He's like,
it's hilarious.
And they're in the background.
It's
like,
crazy. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but they really just look so
they're
in
just
love.
Having a good time.
And it's just
things
really
are going great.
So precious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With her hair all just like, it's such a movie.
I
like, I can't with
she's
the curly hair.
She's so comfortable.
Hair.
Like, it's
yeah.
just great. I love seeing that. It makes me makes me feel happy.
Me too.
I'm trying to think what else has gone on in her world this week.
Well, you know what we were supposed to do? You were supposed to learn the lyrics to Untouchable, did you?
No, that's for Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But I did listen to it on the weekend. Untouchable, burning
brighter than the sun. Yes. Now that you're close, I feel like coming undone. In the middle of the night, when I'm in this dream, it's like a million little stars spelling out your name. You gotta come on, come on. Say that we'll be together. Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Yes, so good.
I love it. I also,
that was
that's
good.
Thank you. It's another song that, like, when I listen to it and I hear the chorus, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
always that.
Yeah.
But I like I said, I will memorize all the lyrics
okay.
by Thursday. All
right.
I got to listen more. But I was listening on Saturday, and it was a nice little.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very cute song.
What about you with I'm Nice to Have a Friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
School bell rings. Walk me home.
Yeah, girl.
Na, na. Da, da, da.
You're there. Yeah. You're there. You got it.
It's call nice to have a
call
friend.
You, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really need to obviously.
And I'm stressed out. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. It's so good.
I'm really trying to take for them. And I'm like. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. It's nice to have a friend.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. so Big Little Lies. Has she done that as a surprise song? Like, I don't think so.
Shall I look? I've been using the Swiftie app so much lately. How do I search? No, I know. I'm just brain dead right
now. Nice to have a friend. It's nice to I don't have think she has.
Ooh. No, I can tell you right now. Let's see. I'm scrolling down to Lover. Lover. Can I go?
Oh, can you?
No,
oh.
She has not.
Yeah.
Imagine she does it at Paris.
Oh,
imagine
be so Paris. Ironic.
Paris surprise songs are untouchable and it's nice to have a friend. How
that would be crazy.
Funny would that be? That'd
I'd
be nuts.
Be like,
I'd have a stroke. I'd
yeah,
be like,
I would have a stroke.
This
I'd
is
like,
a glitch in the
knows,
matrix. Like,
yeah.
She listens
she
to the
it,
show.
She knows it. She knows it. Yeah, she knows it.
That would be the only way,
oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that would be too coincidental.
It would, no, it would. Only,
no,
it, the
no,
only
no,
way
no.
She would know is like
there's
from
no.
Us.
This is the most. They don't even match up those songs.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
But Thursday, yes. Thursday's homework is all the words.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a friend, untouchable for me.
Yeah.
And then also sad song lyrics for me. And
okay, yeah, nice.
I've been
I also have another
I started to do that on Saturday again and I just started crying. Like it's really I gotta like just embrace all right, I'm gonna cry for a couple hours while I pick out these sad lyrics and I just have to set aside some time for tears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's fine. I this girl tagged me in this guy's TikTok. I forget his name. I'll shout him out on Thursday. But shout out to Ricky Clements. She tagged me,
oh.
You, and Taylor Watch.
Oh.
He went through each album and did, like, the three best song runs. So, like, for debut, he picked, like, Tim McGraw, Picture to Burn.
Oh, good.
Should have said no or whatever, you know?
Sure.
So, like, for 1989, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, three songs
in a row.
Right after each other,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So I feel like that would be something fun
that
for us
really,
to do.
That is really, really fun.
Yeah.
That's
like,
really fun,
pick
too.
Pick her best three song
the best
runs.
Run.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because some of them are like that. That Tim McGraw, Picture to Burn.
Totally.
That's like, that's
and I think
crazy.
It was like, should have said no or something like that.
Damn, they're all in a row?
Yeah.
God, I can't. How can I, how can you breathe after a.
I know.
After a run and like that. I'm just looking.
1989 has a really good one, too. Oh, yeah. Blank Space Style, Out of the Woods.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh no, yeah. It's Tim McGraw, Picture to Burn, Teardrops on My Guitar.
Oh, yes.
That's good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's good, too. Also, Stay Beautiful, Should Have Said No, Mary Song.
Ooh,
that's
I would
a good
see
one
it. Like,
well.
I would low-key maybe pick that one over that.
I would pick Should Have Said No, Mary Song, and Our Song, actually.
Oh.
Wow, there's so many combos.
Yeah, there
that's
are.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Maybe we'll do that on Thursday, too.
Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think if there's more news.
There's really been, like, nothing.
Light news. Because,
yeah,
right, we're entering the time of chill.
Yeah.
We'll maybe start seeing some promo. I really don't know. Like,
the,
I
the
really
movie's
am not
coming
sure.
out on Thursday.
Movie's coming out on Thursday.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm excited for that.
I'm excited,
I'm gonna
too.
Watch that.
Definitely going to watch that.
Of course, the surprise songs.
Yeah.
And then April 19th, man. April 19th.
Yeah,
we are going to
so
do,
excited.
We discussed
oh, yeah.
it. We're going to do a live listen reaction on the Taylor Watch channels, so please subscribe if you don't already. We're gonna go to my apartment. We're gonna listen to them.
Yeah,
we'll figure out how to set that all up.
Yeah,
I can't imagine it being more complicated than like.
No,
maybe
I'll just
even
bring
setting
a
up
camera.
A fucking computer.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah, it's fine. So we're gonna do that, and then we'll do. We'll put that out, and it'll be great.
Perfect.
Should we do it live, like literally live at midnight, or record
the
it and
only,
then post it?
Yeah, I think
and
maybe
the live
we
setup
should
is
record
a little
it
difficult.
And post it because if like everyone's listening to it, you know,
so
like
true.
They kind of
so
I feel
true.
Like everyone wants like their own
wants a moment
time with the album, you
honestly,
know.
Yeah. Very fair.
Yeah. And then
if
we
you
can
guys
upload
agree
it.
With that, let us know. Let's do that. Like
yeah.
I think that is the right move. If you guys would prefer
yeah, let us
to
know.
See us listen to it live, let us know.
Yeah.
But I think either way, you know, whatever. I think it's great. Really excited April 19th. What else? I feel like there's one more. Is there one more thing?
I don't know. Not that I know of, at least.
In my own head.
Yeah.
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I could see what she wore to that Oscars after
yeah.
party.
Yeah, I'm going to be waiting for JR to post those pics.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah.
I'll be following JR.
Please.
The photographer.
I wonder if they actually will. I have a weird
I don't
feeling
know
they don't.
I feel like they might not.
Yeah.
It might just be like,
it's
for
like they
Madonna
went there
to
for
have,
a reason.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well. We will see you guys on Thursday.
Yes.
Give a little call. Oh, wait. Can we remember?
Oh, 347.
347.
8724. Oh, I thought it was
724. 347 850. I'm trying to remember the song we were singing.
540.
Yeah. Damn
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
Okay. That call that number, text that number, send us a message on the Taylor Watch Instagram if you are interested in sharing your thoughts, feelings, predictions,
yeah,
questions, ideas, anything.
Yes.
And we look forward to hearing from you all on Thursday.
Yay. Bye. See you later. Love you guys.
Bye.